The first question is, to whom does the word refer? And keep your hands up if you don't have a copy, and we got several over here in this section here. Okay. To whom does the word refer? And this is in chapter 1, verse 1, and then also again in verse 14. And then it asks the question, why is the name word used? Now, I'm not going to interplay with the congregation or with the audience here, but I do want you to think about this. Who does the word refer to? And if you do much reading, it doesn't have to read very closely, you'll see that it refers to Jesus, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. Now, here's the second question. Why is word used to describe Jesus? Here'd be the answer. Imagine that you and I have a lunch appointment, and we've never met before, and we have a mutual friend that wants us to meet, and so I happen to know what you look like through my friend, and you know what I look like through our mutual friend. And so I happen to be sitting in the booth at the restaurant when all of a sudden the perfect description of what I think you should look like shows up, and I kind of do like this, and you go, yeah. And so you come walk and sit down and to have lunch. And I raise my hand like, hello, and you raise your hand and say, like that. And then we just sit there and look at each other and kind of stare at each other for a minute, and I go, like this, and you go, mm-hmm. And then we order our meal, and the waiter leaves and brings our food, and about the time we finish eating, we look up at each other, and I go, you go, mm-hmm. And then check comes, we sign it, and then I go, like that, and you go, like that, and we leave. And then you run in to our mutual friend. Hey, did you get lunch with Randy yet? I had lunch with him just today, in fact. Oh, really? Did you get to know him? No, I didn't. I didn't get to know him. Oh, you had lunch with him, but you didn't get to know him? What do you mean? Well, you see, not a what? Not a word was spoken. Jesus is called the Word because here's God the Father. Here is us, the triune God in us, and we are separated. We are separated from each other. We can't know each other. And so he says, okay, I'll send my son, and the son will be the word, which will be the connection between the two. It's through him that we would know each other. That was the whole idea.